If our political fights barely rise above the embarrassing displays of violence within the communities that officials are supposedly serving, then it's time for a radical change in representation. At the May 15th New Orleans Parish School Board meeting, black angst sparked among fellow members around matters of disrespect in the naming of an interim superintendent. After a round of fainting punches, the board voted along black and non-black lines to name an interim. The racialized school board fight parallels a city council standoff, which pits white members against black members in absentia. Black members walked out of a meeting that would have put a city charter amendment up for a vote if not for the recalcitrance of a white voting bloc. Place the aforementioned board skirmishes in the context of the shameful fights that are occurring among the constituents that black elected officials are working for. On April 15th, a fight among Sojourner Truth High School students predictably led to their families involving themselves in the scrum, resulting in a father hitting another youth with his car. Social media was inappropriately blamed for the cascade of violence. The true culprit is a lack of effective leadership in our homes, institutions, and government. Since Katrina, a 60% African-American parish has lost representation in City Hall, majorities on both the school board and city council, as well as numerous positions that influence the direction of the city. Blacks earn nearly half of white households and are being expelled and suspended at alarmingly disproportionate rates. They are also incarcerated seemingly unconsciously and are victimized by police, landlords, and criminals, all of which are in the context of citywide growth. Black and brown residents need black elected officials, but we need them to move beyond the land of representation and go towards a state of effective leadership. Board-level posturing may gain moral victories or symbolically patronize constituents, but it doesn't deliver change. Elected officials who can mobilize resources, people, and talent to influence policy won't have to resort to petty fights, grandstanding, or legislative trickery to win political battles. Leaving the table or proclaiming disrespect isn't an option. In addition, the symbolism of these crude actions fuels the types of crass aggression that occurs in the streets. Black leadership must be judged on an ability to develop a cohesive agenda that addresses real needs while empowering constituents with the values and social goods that are durable, formative, and community building. Effective leadership would not have only gotten the warring Sojourner Truth families to reconcile their differences. It would have leveraged those same people to push the city council or school board agendas. Black representation must be present on our boards and at our schools, but it's critical that we also have effective leaders at those tables.